singing the song.
Very nice too, actually. That's Pulp from the forthcoming LP, Birds in Your Garden, and the two hornets on the window in front of me. I think they're engaged in some kind of courtship ritual. Do hornets do that sort of thing? If they start shagging, I'm off, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to sit here while they do that sort of thing in front of me. I mean, I do have standards. This is Leaders of the 909. And that's from a 12-inch on Frisbee Records, Leaders of the 909, and it's called Feet Blue. And let's deal with some emails here. Now, first, another one from Andrew Souter, and he says, you made several references to the impertinence of my last email, where I said that I deeply admire your beard. May I assure you, this comment was without sarcasm. Andrew, I wasn't offended in the slightest. He says, if I sent you a CD of my band Quinn, is there any chance that you'd play it? I should certainly listen to it, Andrew, and with great interest. And I will continue to look for that Sandy Nelson track over the weekend. And here's one from Roger Goy of the Helpline, Wildlife Helpline in Lincoln. He says, reference the Hornets, which, oh my lord, there's another one just joined the group here. They do look absolutely terrifying. I mean, perhaps they're not hornets, but if they aren't, then they're space bats or something, and I really don't want to know any more about them. But it says, hornets usually are the gentle giants of the wasp world, says Roger, and a lot more common in recent years. I have stood in front of a hornet's nest in a bird nesting box, and they haven't taken a blind bit of notice of me. And if you can pull a blind down over the window when they're flying into it, that's the best thing to do. They shouldn't be flying at this time of night, really, unless the hornets have been disturbed, although I've had the odd wasp at a moth light I've been at, I don't. So it goes on. But they are, I mean, whatever they are, I think they are hornets because they're much bigger than wasps. And they're all over this window. If we put the blind down, but I like having the blind up, you know. So, I mean, obviously I can't see anything out of the window because it's night, even here in East Anglia. But at the same time, I like to have the window open, you know, with the window curtains drawn and everything, so I can see what is going on if anything does go on. I'm waffling a bit, aren't I? Nigel Shaw sends an email saying, can you give a shout to those playing in Red All Over the Land football, Liverpool fanzine versus Chicken Kiev match on Saturday for the Hillsborough Justice Campaign. He says, Anfield this weekend, and those organising the fundraising auction of LFC memorabilia in the Albert afterwards. I wish I could be there, I must say. Our Robbie Fowler shirt, though, still proudly displayed in this house. And he didn't have a great game yesterday, I must admit, but at the same time, you know, he's still the man, really, I think. Where are we now? And this is from Julian. He says, can you say a quick hello to Chloe for me, as I know she'll be listening to PJ Harvey as much as me, and tell her I have two tickets for the 28th in Manchester. I think you're on to a winner there, Julian. And this is from Rob Percy in Sandy Beds, and he says, that's home to the RSPB, and I know that off the top. Oh, my Lord, just see that one there, the way it threw itself at the window. I mean, they are out to get us. You can say what that fella can say what he likes, but these are killer hornets. I live in Bedfordshire, he says, which is a land devoid of decent record shops. Is this true? I mean, is there anybody in Bedfordshire who can email us the address of a decent record shop in the county? And he says, yes, I'm an Ipswich Town fan. Love the programme, been listening for years, so thank you for that, Rob Percy. A time I think that I played another record. This one will be from the immortal Lee County Killers.
Whoa!
On Sweet Nothing Records, the immortal Lee County Killers, and that's called Won't Cook Fish. And still watching these hornets, and if the man in Lincoln is still listening, I wonder if, do hornets have sex in any way that we human beings could identify? Because I'm not sure what these two are up to. I mean, do they do something disgusting and insect-like, and one of them lays eggs, and then another one flies 100 feet above them and squirts sperm onto them? Well, I mean, that's what they do. That's what insects do. This is nature, Anita. You know, and it's the sort of thing that we have to be able to, in a grown-up world, discuss with our listeners, because I know that they're as troubled by it as I am. This is the Rod Dennis Mento Band, and another track from the LP on Penthouse Records, a tune called Since I Lost My Baby. I wonder if they're ever likely to visit our lovely country. If they do, we'd have to get them in to do a session, I think. The Rod Dennis Mento Band on Penthouse Records. No number, no catalogue number, and no real title for the LP other than Rod Dennis Mento Band. That was Since I Lost My Baby. PJ Harvey in session tonight. This Wicked Tongue. We'll be right back. PJ Harvey with the sound of Anita, the producer, walking away in the background. And that was This Wicked Tongue. And an email from Pamela Nelson saying, I've recently moved from South Africa. I've been a devoted fan of PJ Harvey for many years. My lifelong ambition has been to see her live in concert. My birthday is on the 20th, just 10 days before mine, Pamela. What a coincidence. And my husband bought me some tickets to... He hasn't bought me anything yet. Bought us some tickets to see her at the Reading Festival. I'm really looking forward to it. I'd love to know where else she is playing in the UK, as I'd like to see her in a smaller, more personal venue. Well, I always feel like that as well, I must say. And there are those gigs that I mentioned earlier in the programme, and I don't know how long the tickets have been on sale. How long have they just gone on sale, you reckon? OK. September the 26th, Glasgow, Barrowlands. September the 28th, Manchester Apollo. And on September the 30th, in Brixton. And I suggest you move pretty quickly to try and get tickets for those, because they'll be snapped up just like that. Or possibly that. Right, Charlie Coons, three tunes from him tonight from the LP The Very Best Of. Charlie Coons, three tunes from the compilation LP on Prism Leisure Records, The Very Best Of, I'll Walk Alone, Swinging on a Star, and Shine on Victory Moon, and more from Charlie Coons in next week's programmes, if nobody stops us, I think. And when I got home this evening, there's... What have you done now?
Sorry.
What have you done now? This woman's wrecking the house. Goodness, people don't know how I suffer, you know. I think it's easy, this. I've received a package of records from MFS Records in Berlin, including this, which is... It says, MFS are proud to present the long-awaited debut single from top Czech DJ, Electro... Well, I guess it must be pronounced Mike, actually, because it's spelled M-A-J-K, as though it's kind of magic, but with the I missing. So, Electro Mike, or Electro Magic, from the Czech Republic. And this tune is called... Orgasmi Check. No, it is not. That is quite mad. Hold on a second. This is the hands-on mix, by the way. There does seem to be some kind of sexual agenda with MFS Records. We'll be right back. 12-inch on MFS Records by Electro Mike or Electro Magic. I'm not sure how it should be said. I'll check over the weekend. The Orgasmic Check is the title of the track. Oh, has it got Orgasmic something with those blighters? Anyway, some more emails here. One from Adrian Manuel and asking for a record by Wire, which we can't find. But I'll look for it over the weekend, Adrian, and see if I can get it into one of next week's programmes. How often do I say that and do nothing? Excuse me, needed to burp. And one here from Joseph, who says, just thought I'd mention that we were troubled by hornets a few months ago. They built a nest in our loft, and we could hear them expanding it during the day, during the night, rather, an annoying scratching sound as they chewed away the ceiling to build nest extensions. That was quite unnerving, but I'm sure your hornets will be perfectly safe, though. It's not really the safety of the hornets that I'm concerned about, Joseph, to be honest. It's our safety, but they're still out there on the window. I wonder if they, obviously, they don't, being a hornet, you don't need planning permission for extensions to your nest, either, which is absolutely typical. And here's one from Simon Grant of Eastbourne saying how the hornets get trying to get into the programme because they like the music. I think that's most improbable. One from Angus saying how nice it was to hear Procol Harum earlier on. And one here from Stuart in Basingstoke. I'll try and get in touch with you over the weekend, Stuart. But that iRoy record was a 7-inch single, and the Coxone sound, but it's not on an LP. Well, it may be on an LP, but I played it from a 7-inch single. And finally, one from Tim Bartlett saying, does Roger Goy know anything about keeping hedgehogs? We have one and need advice. I'm not trying to turn your show into something it isn't, and something you don't want is to turn it into, but I seem to need a lot of information all of a sudden. I think we are drifting outside our remit, actually, don't you, with advice on hedgehogs. What's this one that you just... Oh, yeah, Roger, it's back a bit, has been in touch again. It says, both males, which do not sting, and unmated females, next year's queens, are producing some grubs in the chambers within the nest. They do copulate like any other insects in a short joining together. Then when autumn sets in, well, that's a short joining, and then they stop in the autumn. It sounds as though there's a rather lengthy copulation. Anyway, and it goes, it sets in the workers, which are smaller females than the queens and the most numerous together with the males, and the previous year's queens die off, just leaving the newly mated females, which are the new queens and larger than the others, to seek a place to go into hibernation for the winter. These then solitary queens next year start the new nests off by building and laying eggs in the newly formed chambers. It sounds all a bit grim, I must admit. And as I say, I don't want them doing it in our house, frankly. I mean, we don't. Why should they? This is from my morning jacket, and as the pig and I were whizzing across France on our way down to Barcelona, we kept listening to this LP, trying to decide whether we liked it or not. By the end, we decided that we certainly liked this track, which is called Christmas Curtain. The artwork on this record is immensely confusing, I must say, but I'm pretty sure that was a tune called Christmas Curtain. It's certainly my morning jacket, and it's on Darla Records, and the LP, as far as I can tell, is called At Dawn. And interestingly enough, all of the Hornets have disappeared bar one. Perhaps they've gone off to some unspeakable kind of love romp in another part of the roof. But the one that remains is terrifically agitated and has just vaporised a moth. I mean, a moth went near it and then kind of just disappeared. Almost unpleasant. Anyway, I was reading earlier in the week, or was it Anita that was reading and drew to my attention, the fact that somebody was saying once again that Rocket 88 by Jackie Brenston was the first ever rock and roll record, and I was going to try and find it and play it to you, but it's another record. It seems to have disappeared into the system, or absence of system. Instead, another tune by Jackie Brenston with Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm, with Ike Turner on guitar, of course. This is a tune called Much Later on Federal Records, and bear in mind, when you listen particularly to Ike Turner's guitar play, that this was recorded pretty much 50 years ago, so is really quite extraordinary. Whatever he was like as a human being, he certainly could play guitar, and probably still can. Ike Turner's... He's still alive, isn't he, Ike Turner? Anyway, Ike Turner's Kings of Rhythm, with Jackie Brenston on Federal Records, and that's a tune called Much Later. And an email here from Rajan Thampi, and it says, been listening to you since 1983, when you were on the World Service. Still am, from time to time, actually. You often mention playing 7-inch and 12-inch singles, LPs, records. Are you still really playing records, or CDs? Well, that was a 7-inch single, and in fact, I would say most programmes, 50% of the things that get played are on vinyl. And Rajan goes on to say he's a huge Liverpool fan, transplanted to Denver, Colorado from Malaysia. And this is the last tune tonight from PJ Harvey, and hopefully she'll be doing another session for us at some stage. Have we got any arrangements to do anything with her? We can't talk about them, it's a secret. Okay, fair enough. Forget what I told you. This is Beautiful Feeling.
Sometimes I can see from miles. Through water and fire, from England to America, feel life meet my eyes. It's the best thing.
Polly Jean Harvey, the last from her tonight in session, and Beautiful Feeling is the title of it. We love Polly Jean, don't we, everybody?
Yes!
Oh, dear, dear. The posse, eh? Right, an email here from Chris, no other name given, saying, I've just been in the pub talking to the That Music Won't Stand the Test of Time Brigade. How glad I am to be back in your company. How nice of you to say that, Chris. We're very pleased to have you back. And anyway, next time you're talking to these people, ask them what the virtues are of music standing the test of time. Why should it need to? Is it important that it does? Discuss. But not with me. This is a tune from the Von Bondies from their LP Lack of Communication, and it's another one on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records, and I've forgotten which track it is I'm playing here. But...
Thank you.
Wonder if Hornets do that as well. That's from the Von Bondies and a track from the LP, Lack of Communication, going down as the title of it. And at 2 minutes past 12 after the news, it's a One World special mix from Groove Armada. And the last record that I have for you tonight comes from U Roy. We heard I Roy earlier on in the programme. There is a kind of internal logic to all of this. From the LP on Metro Records, Rocksteady Soul, this is Wear You to the Ball.
So be wise and be gentle and put on the best. Because I've got two musical keys. Drop it, baby, I just cover it, yeah. Because I'm tougher than tough and that ain't no bluff. Maybe it's because I've got the musical stuff.
Enjoyed myself tonight. I must admit, I hope you've enjoyed yourself a bit at the very least. That was U Roy on Metro Records from the LP Rocksteady Soul and a tune called Way to the Ball. Next week's sessions are these. Saloon on Tuesday, Strokes, that's a repeat on Wednesday, and Cat Power here at Peel Acres on Thursday. Thanks very much to Lynn for taking care of business in London, and thanks to you for listening.
Radio 1.
At 12 midnight, it's Richard Westcott.
Fears over a link between landfill sites and sick children.
Radio 1 News.
Babies born near landfill sites are more likely to have birth defects, according to new research. There are 19,000 tips in the UK, and 8 out of 10 of us live within a mile of one.
Won't even run, won't even call. You won't tell me nothing else. And I'm begging, begging, yeah, love nobody but you.
No one but you.
You made me love.
by ending this edition of Business Daily.
BBC.
Hello and welcome to Witness with me, Dina Newman. Today we're going back to Estonia, 3 years after this small Baltic country was taken over by the Soviet Union as part of the international settlement after World War II. In March 1949, tens of thousands of Estonians were suddenly rounded up and deported to Siberia.
Elagu Eesti Sotsialistlik Nõukogude Vabariik!
It's 1949 and Moscow is establishing a communist regime in Estonia. Russian propaganda films of the time show Estonians cheering to communist and Stalinist slogans. Tallinn's Spring is a propaganda film showing the Estonian capital at its best, with the sun reflecting in the waves of the Baltic Sea, pretty women buying spring flowers and happy children going to school. Yet that same spring, in March 1949, the Soviet authorities launched a secret deportation campaign, sending tens of thousands of Estonians to eastern Siberia.
On the 25th of March 1949, we were at home on our own. We heard the doorbell and then the voice, "Open the door, it's passport control." We opened the door, and five men came in. Three of them were Russian soldiers with guns.
Rita and her twin sister Tia were 14, and their younger sister Una just 6. It was a school holiday, and their mother had gone to the countryside to get some food for the family.
We explained that our mum was away. "Who is the head of your family?" they asked. Tia, my twin, who was 15 minutes older than me, said she was in charge. Then they read out our deportation order. As the family of a nationalist, we were to be sent immediately to eastern Siberia.
The nationalist was the girl's father, Jan Aire, who had worked in a tax office during the German occupation of Estonia and had been conscripted into the German army in 1944. He had never fought for the Nazis on the front line, but when the Soviets took over, they sentenced Jan Aire to 5 years in labor camps as a Nazi collaborator. A year later, they came to take the rest of the family.
We asked for permission to call our mum, because there was a phone line in the house where she was staying, but they didn't allow us.